I think a lot of people hear the word simulation, and it's not really clear what that means for us here in Central Florida. What are some of the things that you work on at the Center for Simulation?
Well, I represent, as a trade association, I represent 168 member companies, and the companies are the ones that build the simulation device and develop the technology that we provide primarily to the Department of Defense. So I think most people are familiar with flight simulators. Some have probably flown a Microsoft flight simulator on their desktop. Well, that's what the companies do. They build devices, but they also build training programs and different types of technology that allows us to provide world-class training to the warfighters that are involved in those two wars that you mentioned.
Now, you say the flight simulator, and of course, you think on your desktop, that's just a little thing on a computer screen. But you guys go beyond just the thing on the computer screen, right? It's immersive, too.
Certainly. The full-up flight simulator is a mock-up of the airplane. So it will look, the device itself will look exactly like the cockpit of an airplane. It will have a very sophisticated visual display that will wrap around at least 180 degrees, and in some cases more than that. It will be, you can put a simulator anywhere in the world and actually have a ground display that looks realistic. So you can employ weapons, you can practice things that you will do in the real airplane. But the simulation has evolved over the last 45 years to become so good that most people who fly high-speed fighters like I did don't do anything in the airplane that they don't first experience in the simulator. So you do the routine kinds of training in the sim, and then you maximize the amount of time you have in the actual fighter.
We know that the war in Iraq is winding down, the conflict in Afghanistan. Timelines are being talked about for withdrawal. So what does that mean for the simulation industry locally? And I don't know, does that start with what did the beginning of those conflicts mean for the simulation industry maybe in the end?
Well, there is a certain amount of the work that the companies that are involved in this industry do in direct support of requirements that are merging within the theaters of Iraq and Afghanistan. But that is not a major portion of the work that
they
do.
It's not the bread and butter.
It's not. And when I look at the future and I listen to the budget battles on Capitol Hill, it's clear to me that defense is not going to be no different than any other sector of the government's budget. It's going to either stay flat or decline. Well, what does that mean for modeling, simulation, and training? Well, if you think about it for a second, if the top line of the defense budget stays level or declines, that means that the operation and maintenance accounts that each of the services own will have to decline, which means you can't fly airplanes, you can't steam ships, you can't drive tanks at the same rate you did before. So how is it that we will maintain the readiness of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines? Well, simulation is part of the answer. So as you operate the real equipment less, you've got to fill the gap. And simulation is one way to sustain a certain level of readiness at a lower cost. It's more efficient, it's cheaper, and I think so what we'll see is that the trickle-down effect of a declining budget will not be as felt as hard in this industry as it might be in other major programs.
Does that also speak to the operating costs for the military going up and up as we see, you know, fuel costs rising and this sort of thing as well?
Well, and I would add to that not only just operating costs because of fuel and other things, but the fact that we have been engaged in two wars for a considerable amount of time, we are wearing out our real equipment at a rate that we can't sustain. So when you look at a declining budget, there's not going to be the luxury of replacing equipment that you've worn out in battle. So we're going to have to find a way to stand down our real weapon systems to reduce the wear and tear on those, and simulation is one way that you can fill the gap.